The old are getting older, and the young are not having enough children, put off by financial pressures and inflexible employers. The EU estimates 30% of adults will be over 65 by 2050. Policymakers are looking for new ways to tackle an aging society supported by fewer tax-paying workers. Recent EU reports warn that a shrinking workforce will make state pension funds unsustainable. They call on governments to discourage early retirement and give older people greater workplace flexibility. Jos Bergman is professor of social policy at Belgium's University of Leuven.
If all those on the labour force would be able to work and would do their full working life up to 65 years, it wouldn't be that of a problem.
Another solution is immigration. The EU estimates 56 million migrant workers are needed over the next 40 years to counter falling population levels. The European Commission has proposed an EU work permit, a so-called blue card, to lure skilled workers to Europe. Philip Bushell-Matthews sits on the European Parliament's Employment Committee. He says immigration is not a long-term solution.
It doesn't solve the underlying problem that some older people want the facility to work, some younger people want the opportunity to have more children. Both of those groups feel constricted by the shape of the workplace as it currently is.
But not everyone agrees asking people to have more children is the business of governments. Corinne Meyer is a French author and mother of two. Her book, No Kid, 40 Reasons Not to Have Children, caused a controversy in France for challenging what she calls baby propaganda.
I'm not sure that we have to pay more taxes in order for young women to have more children. If we need more people to work, I think maybe we should think about opening the doors and saying to people, to people from other countries, come to us and come to work in Europe.
EU plans to attract skilled workers coincide with a crackdown on illegal immigrants. But even if the birth rate rises, Bushell-Matthews says it will take two generations to make up the demographic shortfall. And the European Parliament is set to debate whether attracting more migrants is inevitable. I'm Nina Maria Potts in Brussels for VOA News.